things don't make you happy, people do, and memories. So that's what I'm installing her quite young.
Yeah, that
it's not I'll do that stuff. When he's old enough, but for now I'm going wild.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Sam, Tash and Peach, and we're asking the question, how much do you spend on your kids at Christmas? Do you stick to a budget, or does little Lucy get whatever little Lucy desires? Do you get all the thanks, or do you share it with Father Christmas? Let's put it to the panel.
How much money do you spend on your kids at Christmas? Peach.
No, wait, look at me like that. I don't go mad.
Do you not?
No, not at all.
I would imagine that there'd be like heaps of presents, all beautifully decorated.
Absolutely not.
No.
Because I have people that I know that have given their kids everything and their kids are little bum. Absolutely not. I will not be spoiling my daughter, no. I wrap it up lovely, like beautiful, like maybe 4 or 5 presents. But no, I don't go mad. I buy her experiences. This year, I'm going to like book a room with our friends to do Taylor Swift. I wanted to have memories, not things. That's what I'm on. Yeah, I don't go mad.
Sorry, you're going to book a room to take her with her friends to take a seat?
There's like a room thing where you got karaoke. So I'm going to book a car to come get her, 4 of her friends, take her to the karaoke room, have like a Taylor Swift sing thing.
Okay.
And that's going to be one of her Christmas presents.
Okay.
Because then she's got that memory forever. But things, they come, they go, they're played with, gone. Things don't make you happy, people do. And memories. So that's what I'm installing her quite young.
Yeah, that it's not.
I'll do that
stuff.
When he's old enough, but for now I'm going wild. Like, I've wanted this baby for a long time and now I've got him. I'm literally going all out. I'm going to get everything. I know that's bad, but I don't care. Like, he can't even stand up yet. He's getting a fake kitchen. He's getting everything. He's getting the groceries. He's going shopping. Like, he's getting everything. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to Christmas this year. I'm going to do everything that I've ever wanted to do.
Tash, I guarantee you buy him all that stuff.
I don't care.
And that beautiful little boy likes playing with the wrapping paper.
Oh, no. His favourite toy at the moment is the remote control.
See?
And I bought him a fake one. Well, I bought him a real remote control from Amazon, but just obviously didn't put the batteries in. He ain't stupid. He don't want that one.
Yeah.
He wants the one with the batteries in. So, yeah, like his favourite toy is my phone or the remote control, but he's still got everything.
But you realise then basically what you've got yourself is a load of DIY because none of those kitchens come put together.
No, Nancy has a load of DIY.
Nancy.
But she loves it. She's the same. She's wanted this for years and years and years, and she is like on it. Anything that I send her that I see on Instagram, she's like, we're getting it. We're getting it. Like, yeah.
Are you like really influenced then by what you see on social media?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've seen on social media, but one of the big shops has got their wooden toy event starting today. Have you seen? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, why not?
Aldi. Yes, Aldi. They've got their big wooden toy event that starts today at 8 o'clock. It's so annoying that it clashed at 8 today. Because I was saying to her, you drop me off there and you get down Aldi because there is one here. So she's probably there as we speak. But they're doing their big like wooden toy event today. And they've been like posting about it for a few weeks so that they're like building up on it. And the more they post, the more I want. And I'm like, we're having this. We want the climbing frame, the rock climbing wall. He's 11 months, but he's having it. He's having that wall. So yeah, I'm influenced by everything.
To be fair, they do a good line of the wooden toys and
they've
wooden kitchens and stuff. Yeah.
They've got a wooden Colin the Caterpillar cake.
Wow.
Or whatever they call their one.
I love Colin.
But yeah, I'm really influenced. I think when you've wanted something for so long and like you see like this, you know, like all the little like family tradition things on social media for so long when you've wanted like a family, when you finally got it, you're like, I am doing all that. I'm getting the matching pyjamas. We had matching pyjamas last year and he was like 4 weeks old and he was just asleep and all the photos. But yeah, doing that already. Like, I love it. I can't wait. I can't wait till he knows about like the footprints and the carrot and the milk and all that. I'll probably still do it this year just for me.
I have to say, when Arthur was 4, that has been our best Christmas because we ended up having our entire family, like all my cousins' kids. It was ridiculous. People were sleeping in a cajillion people in a bed. It was stupid, but we had 19 people for Christmas. When Father Christmas came in the morning, and it was like a whole house full of kids who were all 4, 5, 6, just going absolutely nuts because there's footprints and look, the carrot's been eaten.
Did they like your cooking that time?
Oh, yeah, that time they were right. yeah, that time they were fine. Other times they've said, please change the food. We've had a lovely time. But no, that time I passed. But yeah, like it was brilliant. I do love that magic that you
I can't wait for that. He won't really be like that this year, but we'll be like that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he'll probably just like chew a piece of wrapping paper after I've spent £500 on like this special, I have beautiful wooden kitchen. And he's like, bleh. But it is what it is.
Your matching photo last year was so nice. I remember in general, matching pajamas at Christmas make me feel sick.
Oh, sorry. You have to put up one.
It made you feel sick because it's in general, you see like the girls, the women and the kids and like this, and the fellas just like, I've been made to come here. I just look at him and I just think, oh, no, not a bit of me.
So I love the idea of great tracksuit pajamas, but my husband's like, yeah, but you'll wear them for like 3 days.
I don't want to wear them.
Yeah, so
I'll wear them for like 3 hours. They're so uncomfortable.
And he's like, it's a waste. And I was like, we'll reuse them next year. He's like, well, the kids won't fit in them next year because they'll have grown. So last year we went to Lapland for Christmas. Oh, wow. And I was like, we are buying matching pajamas. But in the end we compromised. And I bought onesies that were different, but all different Christmas characters.
Cute.
So my husband was Father Christmas. One of the kids was an elf. The other one was a reindeer. But then the only one I could find left was Christmas pudding. and I talked myself into it because I did promise that we would wear them every year. So that's reset now for the next 15 years. Do you go big on like festivities?
We do the whole like carrot, mince pie. I have my nightcap after a frantic night of wrapping, but we try and keep it like a little bit more contained because I think there's always that bit of guilt where I go on social media and I see with these massive spreads and half the front room is taken over, and I'm a bit like, cost of living crisis, sorry, I haven't got that in the locker. But it's about what I do love is their face when they first go downstairs and they see they see the self-raising flower on the floor with my boot prints in them, and then go,
Santa's boots, not yours.
Santa's boots. Down and all start screaming and all of that. For us, it's more about just like getting together with the family and everyone just enjoying and piling into my mother-in-law's house, and we all kind of like sit around and just enjoy the day. We don't really set a budget. We just kind of like get them to write their lists. Kind of like what I'm sure we all did it when the new Argos catalogue came in the house.
Oh my God, that was
right. All of the records, all the records numbers down. So they both write their lists, and then we always say to them like, one's going to come from Santa, one's going to come from mum and dad, one's going to come from granny, granddad, and your aunts and uncles, etc. And it's always like the big thing is always from mum and dad, and then the small thing is from from Santa, so that they know that it's more from us.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah, but we don't ever set a hard and fast budget. It just is what it is.
You don't want your kids to go to school and be like, Santa got me a xylophone, and another kid be like, well, Santa got me an iPhone. You'd be like, oh shit, what have I done? Yeah, I understand
that's what we do. Like, Santa gets stocking presents that are like, oh, you've got a Satsuma and a Christmas cracker and a colouring book. And then we do
the big one.
Yeah, the speedboats. We don't do speedboats.
The Christmas before last, I bought a 12-foot Christmas tree.
Amazing.
And it was amazing. But then last year, I thought, let me go a bit more minimal. And I bought like a stick with like branches.
What? A stick?
It was like a stick that it looked so lovely in the shop with all the other sticks that were lit up. And I was like, wow. This year, my mum, she come upstairs, Harper, and she went, what is that? And I was like, oh, sorry.
So you just put like a bauble on the
No, you don't
branch.
Even have to bauble it. It's like all twinkly lights all off it. And it looked lovely when it was amongst the others. But then it was too late to get another one. So I'm going to have to do something else this year. Do you get a lot of Christmas decorations?
We go quite crazy with our Christmas decorations. Yeah, we have, like, we go to the Christmas tree farm and we pick the tree in like November, and you put a Christmas decoration on it so that you know which one is yours. And then we come back, and there's an elf who drives the little land train thing.
Oh God,
that drives
so
around
cute.
The Christmas thing. Father, you get your...
You live up north though, don't you?
I do. Pick your tree, the tree goes in the back. Then we get to go and see the reindeer. And then at 10 a.m., Father Christmas will come and he'll feed the reindeer, and you get to help feed the reindeer
That's
as
so
well.
Cute.
And then you're ushered through the Christmas decoration shop, where you just say to the kids, touch nothing, we're buying nothing in here. The tree's already £45.
Oh,
we are
God.
we are not spending £10 on one bauble.
I hate a real tree. I don't like
what?
Snipping. No,
I don't want a real tree.
No, real tree, fake tree.
I've got a cat. I can't.
We're going to chop all them trees down and have it in our house for 2 weeks. Yeah. It's a liberty. Yeah, no, let the tree grow. Yeah.
Yours is a plastic tree.
Yeah, that lasts forever.
It's a stick.
But then it gets...
Yeah, well, it's a stick.
It gets put away and then reused.
Yeah,
same. But trees.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the
trees. But they're regrown every year because it's a Christmas tree.
No,
farm.
Don't cut it down. Let it grow. Let it grow. Leave it outside.
I don't care about cutting it down, but I just
And stepping on the pines. The pines. Yeah. When you have the heating on and it flops and just looks sad on it.
Oh, man. I love the Christmas tree smell.
With like a toddler that's just started crawling. He's going to be pulling that.
Oh, no.
The cat's going to scratch it. I can't be asked.
As a kid... you just grow up with your own family traditions and you think that's normal. For me, it did used to feel like Christmas until I'd hear my mum shouting, Max, Max, at the cat. So you know those bits, they're like tinsel, they hang on the tree like lametta, like the silvery long dangly bits. The cat, 80s style, the cat would eat that and then it would work its way through. And my mum would then run after the cat like 2 weeks into Christmas, pulling it out of its bottom. I should pull it.
Merry and
it's exactly. It's not Christmas for me, you know.
It's not Christmas till you're in tinsel.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I love all the Christmas decorations, and if I had my way, and if by that what I mean is, if my husband wasn't like, we're not spending thousands of pounds on electricity to do this, but I would absolutely National Lampoon's it, ridiculous tree.
Yeah, I'd love that.
All the lights.
That
too. Why?
Because it's fun.
How people do that? There's a house around the corner from me that goes all out every single year, and the queue up their road is horrendous because every car is going up. Take a picture, and then off we pop. Let them do that. That's their bag. Guys,
I love that.
I love it.
So do I. My dream would be to, you know, in the Grinch, the woman who has it and goes.
Yes,
I would love that. That would be me. That's my Santa win.
I love that too, but I live in a flat, so I can't. Well, yeah, I live in one big house, but it's like put into two flats.
Yeah.
So I live above someone else, so I can't really do that. So I just decorate their house.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah. And using your electricity.
Yeah. Big inflatable snowman in there. I do that in their driveway. Sorry.
I think it makes Christmas. Like,
I
love it if our whole entire road would go Christmas crazy like that. They do it for Halloween.
Tanky stuff.
But not for Christmas, which is weird.
Silly.
Our Christmas was like, instead of, what my dad used to do is, instead of going mental on the decorations, he'd pick one Saturday night and we just drive up to London and drive around London and look at all of the Christmas lights.
I'm not having any from what of these ones is there.
That is, I find that really sad.
So we'd go around like...
You didn't get to do it yourself, you just got to look at other people.
Like Christmas tree, and stuff like that, but not going absolutely mental. And then we just go around London.
That's nice. Yeah.
See all the Christmas lights, drive past Hamleys.
Drive past Hamleys, you didn't go in.
It's at night time with the lights.
We'll look, but don't touch.
Teasing. The Blackpool Christmas lights, we try and do that every year. And we'll do like a beach day, and they've got like a winter beach day. Yeah.
Wow.
All the Christmas lights are up. And then you've even got like horse and carriage rides, which they've decorated in tinsel. And they've got a, what do you call that thing? It's not a train.
Tram.
They've got a tram, which they also cover in Christmas lights. And, oh, it's brilliant.
I love Christmas.
I do love Christmas.
Yeah, I do, but in January.
Yeah. Oh. I don't like to think about January.
What's after Christmas?
No, we don't speak of it.
No. I took my Christmas decorations down Christmas night before.
What?
I know. Yeah, I'm trying now. I don't. I do it like at least January 2nd. But
January 2nd. Don't even give it till.
What? No. Why? When did you get it?
January the 6th.
Yeah.
What is that like a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think once the Christmas presents are not under the tree, it looks shit.
It's depressing, isn't it? Yeah, I agree.
Christmas isn't over until like...
Christmas is over after Boxing Day.
Open your present. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's Boxing Day's part of Christmas. As soon as Boxing Day's over, it's done.
Also, I love putting the decorations up.
But I hate putting them away.
I meant to take them down.
Oh, God, me too. I just chuck them away and just think, I'll just get new ones next year. I can't be asked to pluck them. Literally.
The twisting of all the lights.
Oh, yeah.
Put them away, probably.
I'm not getting a tree. I'm getting a polar bear.
What?
Yeah, I've ordered a present.
Stick to a polar bear.
Yeah, because she was so underwhelmed that this year she's going to come upstairs and get a big, massive 7-foot polar bear.
And where's that from?
Yeah, I'm the bad one for cutting down a tree.
No, it's taking 6 weeks to come, probably from China or somewhere.
Does it move? Does it?
No, you put it together. I'm excited to have a man in the house, to be honest.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas, and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmums socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.